afterwards to have had the interview, for in her face and in her voice and in her touch, she gave me the assurance that suffering had been stronger than Miss Havisham's teaching and had given her a heart to understand what my heart used to be. A fine read, that one indeed. But I do believe I liked the other ending a little bit better. Greetings, simpletons. You may have noticed that the Simpleton podcast has been out of action for several weeks. Why? In a nutshell, cause and effect. Cause and effect. In 1858, what would become the first ever game of Aussie rules? An experimental soiree at the time, whose details have since become rather sketchy over time indeed, would take place near the site of what would become known as the MCG. A year later, the very first rules of the code were formulated, and the great Australian sport was born. Now, if you fast forward approximately 148 years to October 2017, Daniel James, co-host of the Simpleton podcast, goes on a three-week bender, thus rendering the Simpleton podcast dormant during this period. My friends, cause and effect. Cause and effect. But what of that original game back in 1858? The outing itself was apparently played according to randomly agreed upon rules on a large expansive field, the opposing goals of which were located some 800 metres apart. Think about this for a moment, would you? Could you imagine how demoralising it would have been to have played a team with a particularly stingy defence? How morale-sapping to have your offensive team plays of some 750 metres plus to be thwarted time after time, the ball being run out of the 200 metre arc with seeming ease? And what of Lance Buddy Franklin's goal of the year this very season at Adelaide Oval? Would he not have been penalised for holding the ball back in 1858 had he run the ball out of defence, bouncing the ball only twice before kicking the goal? And likewise, what of Lamaro's infamous run and goal in his inaugural under-10s game of 1988? The Victorian Football League was founded in 1901, the Code having gained legitimate traction as a means of staying fit in the winter months prior to the recommencement of established summer sports such as cricket. In 1908, the Richmond Football Club, ultimately founded at an 1885 meeting at the Middle Pub, made the switch from the rival VFE over to the VFL, going on to win about 10 VFL premierships up until 1980, when Daniel James, at 2 years of age, was presumably too young to know or even care. James, who was born and raised into a Richmond-loving family, would become a proud and loyal Richmond fan, sticking with the club through its 37-year premiership drought and virtually unbroken period of mediocrity during the time. Now, though, that drought has been famously ended. Richmond's surprising 2017 premiership triumph has seen Daniel's loyalty rewarded, in addition to that of countless others. Daniel, along with Andrew and other like-minded individuals, ultimately decided to mark the occasion by embarking on a rather protracted bender. A bender, or an event, rather, which shows no signs of abating right up to the current day. When it does, however, and we can assuredly say it will come to an end, you can be rest assured that the Simpleton podcast will resume podcasting duties, weekly transmissions, just as it has done in the past. Goodbye, my friends.